Well, we play the best in country music on J98, but you know what? We also like to spotlight people who are doing great things with their lives, and we're going to do that right now for the next few minutes. We have Andrew Collier joining us on the radio. He is a 1985 graduate of Farmington High School, also a graduate of Mineral Area College, and now he's making a mark, or his mark, I guess I should say, in the music world. He is with a group called 3.2, featuring Robert Berry, and they're going to be at the Centene Center in Farmington on Thursday, October 24th. And Andrew, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing very well. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you took some time to join us. You've been real busy. You all have been going from one city to the other these past couple of months, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We're on a 29-day North American tour, and we've already done our West Coast gigs, and we've been in the Northeast, and we're heading across the Midwest, and we're really excited to be playing in Farmington.
Including a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just yesterday.
That's right. We stopped in Cleveland yesterday at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we did an impromptu performance, so we can actually say that we played at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was pretty fun.
Now, you all aren't exactly country music. You're more on the rock and roll side of things, but you all in this group have a pretty good pedigree. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, if someone is a fan of rock from the 70s and 80s and 90s, they will really love our show that's going to be at the Centene Center. And, you know, Robert Berry is our leader, and he did two albums with the great Keith Emerson, and he's worked with Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and he did a second album with GTR. He replaced Steve Hackett, and he worked with Steve Howe from Yes and did an album with him. Robert was in Ambrosia for 2 years. He also did a tribute series back in the 90s. So if you like Jethro Tull, you'll like some of our stuff. If you're a Genesis fan, you'll like this stuff. It's if you like good rock music, you know, like I said, from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we would love to see you at the show. And also, Mark, I graduated in 1985, and Robert is actually married to Rebecca. His wife, Rebecca, was from Farmington, the class of 1988, and she was a homecoming queen. So we're inviting people, you know, if you graduated from high school in the 1980s, anywhere now we used to call it the Mineral Area, but maybe it's called the Parkland now. But, you know, if you're listening to this station right now, I really think that you're going to love our show at the Centene Center in Farmington on Thursday, October 24th.
So all those groups that you just mentioned, kind of a who's who of rock and roll, that's the music folks are going to be hearing, right?
Yep, it's going to be a great rock show. Yep.
So, Andrew, when it was 1985 and you're just some young kid getting ready to graduate and head on to Mineral Area College, did you ever think, give me a couple decades, I'll be touring the country playing some great music that I love?
You know, no, that was a dream of mine. And if you're listening right now, you might have known me in high school as Andy Collier when I was back then. And I've been in New York for 20 years. And when I moved to New York, everyone started calling me Andrew. So that's what I go by. But you might know me as Andy Collier. And I was in a choir, and I was in band and marching band. And I played the piano a lot for weddings and at bars and restaurants around the area. And, you know, it was kind of a dream of mine to always do music. And life took me in a different direction for a couple of decades. And back in 2011, I made a real commitment to be a professional musician. And I, you know, sometimes life happens in mysterious ways. And I didn't know it would look like this, but this is what I wanted to do since I was probably 7 years old. So I'm really happy and grateful and lucky to have an opportunity to be a part of this group.
So you will be playing keyboards and helping with the vocals, right?
Yep, I'm playing keyboards and singing, and we've got a bunch of keyboards, and I've got a bunch of foot pedals, and it's kind of like some choreography that I'm doing. And we're all working really hard. And, you know, also our drummer, Jimmy Keegan, was in a band called Spock's Beard for 15 years, but he has also played with John Waite. He was on the Santana Supernatural album. He's toured with Kenny Loggins. He toured with Tony Orlando. He had a residency in Branson for a while. Jimmy's a real pro. And our guitarist, Paul Keller, he also toured with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer back in the 80s. And he was also with Robert, another band called Hush that had sold a lot of records back in the late 70s. And he's a phenomenal guitarist. And so, you know, it's we're just doing the best we can to bring a really great show. And another thing that people will probably really enjoy is the storyteller's aspect of the show. So, you know, between songs, Robert talks about his 30-year history working with a lot of famous people. He talks about his role as a producer because he owns his own recording studio in the San Francisco area. And, you know, we just, with myself and Robert's wife being from Farmington, once we got out to the Midwest and we had a show in St. Louis, I said, you know, we have to go to Farmington on the way to Nashville because, you know, we know the area, we know the people. We know that everybody's going to love it. And with the new Centene Center there in Farmington, you know, it's just a perfect fit. And another great thing I want to throw in there, Mark, is that we know that a lot of people listening to this show and who are going to come to the show are working people, and everybody's got to get up and go to work the next day. So the doors open at 6 o'clock and the show is from 7 to 9. So people can come to the show, come to the concert. I know it's on a Thursday night, but you'll be able to go home and get to bed at 10 o'clock so you can still get up and go to work the next day. And we set the time on purpose so that people could still come out, have a great time after work and get home and get to bed, and we won't have them up too late.
It's called Night of the Living Prague, right?
That's right. That was just a name that our manager came up with because since it's in the fall and it's kind of heading around Halloween, instead of Night of the Living Dead, it's Night of the Living Prague because there's some progressive rock in there. But it's a lot of it's good mainstream stuff that if you love country music and you love rock, that you'll probably love this show.
Andrew, before we let you go, I know in addition to doing what you love and playing music, you're looking forward just to seeing some folks you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we have so many friends, you know, when you grow up in an area like that. And then I stayed an extra 2 years after high school and went to Mineral Area College. You know, we just have lots of family and friends in the area that we're looking forward to seeing.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. We will look forward to seeing you on Thursday, October 24th. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. You'll have a meet and greet after the show. I guess tickets are available at the Civic Center there right next door.
Right now, tickets, if you go to robertberry.com, just how it sounds, robertberry.com, you can get tickets. And the tickets are $20 in advance, $25 the night of the show. And the box office will be open the night of the show at 6 o'clock. But if you want to save that extra $5, you can pick up a CD or a poster or something. Just go to robertberry.com and get your tickets in advance. We use an online service called Brown Paper Tickets that many people have used before. There's also on a Facebook event. The link is too long, but if you're on Facebook and you find Robert Berry's artist page or my Call Your Music official artist page, we've got the tour dates on there through the Facebook events. You can also get your ticketing link there too.
Andrew, I'm excited about this. Thanks for getting up early and joining us.
That's all right, Mark. Well, I'm so happy that you had me on. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Andrew Collier, a graduate of Farmington High School and Mineral Area College, now a part of 3.2, featuring the music of Robert Berry, going to be at the Centene Center in Farmington on Thursday, October 24th. Doors open at 6 o'clock.